Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone. Well, it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, again, and I'm so excited to be back and here with you. The chapter that we're talking about from the Angel First Aid book, Angel First Aid, RX for Success, which you can get a copy of either through my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, or in the States, calling my 800 number, 800-323-1790. And out of the country, it's 630-420-1334. We are talking about Angel First Aid, RX for Success. And the chapter we're working on today is our final chapter of this book, and it's Success. Yay! So, let's start with the angel specialist. The angel specialist for success, our Archangel Michael. He's my archangel. He's the one who helped me write the books, and he's absolutely a fabulous, fabulous angel. And then Christopher, the angel of opportunity, certainly that goes with success. And Eileen, the angel of happiness, and you're very happy when you're successful. And then we have Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, and Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. Oh, that's the end result of being successful. And then we have Jonathan, the angel of business, and Katrina, the angel of prosperity. So we have lots and lots of angels that go with success, and we're going to talk about the affirmations, the key words, and the remedies, and everything that has to do with success. First, let's go with the consultation. Now, George is the angel of success. So this is his consultation. The true measure of success is the degree to which people experience contentment and fulfillment. Boy, if that isn't true. It's not really about how much money you have. It's how satisfied and content and fulfilled you are with your life. Of course, money's a part of it. I think you're more fulfilled when you have it. But that's what life is all about, fulfillment. As individuals follow a spiritual path, they realize a sense of satisfaction. And that's true. A spiritual path goes with success. Fortune magazine did an article called God in Business. And it seems that we are bringing our spiritual life into our business life, and that's okay. When enjoying happiness, abundance, and prosperity, everyone can flourish and be fortunate in all facets of life. I love the word fortunate, good fortune. I love how success and fortunate go together. All right, now we're going to talk about affirmations. I am a successful person. Yes, and when you do an affirmation or you make up an affirmation, it always starts with I am or I have, and it's something that has a strong, vibration to it. So So you want to say it over and over again, and you want to keep a strong vibration. So you say, I am a successful person, not I am a successful person. Don't whisper it. Let the angels, let the world, let the universe know you are a successful person. And the next one is, I have an affluent lifestyle. And I'm kind of chuckling because I'm thinking about an affluent lifestyle without an affluent income. So we need to change that around a little bit and add, I have an affluent lifestyle. I have an affluent income. And again, you want to say it with enthusiasm. The next one is, I am genuinely appreciated. And that's true. When you feel successful, you feel appreciated. When you appreciate your own gifts and the things that you have, you bring in more appreciation. Because we're talking about like attracts like. What you are is what you get. So the more you appreciate who you are and what the gifts that you were given, the more you're going to get appreciated by bosses, employers, and other people around you, and relatives too. Okay, next affirmation. I have an abundant income. Oh, I guess I didn't forget that. All right, I have an abundant income, and I have an affluent lifestyle to go with it. There we go. Those two go together. And the last one for this chapter is, I am known for my talents. So I'm going to repeat that one again. I am known for my talents. Because the truth is, if your talents are great enough that you are known for them, then you are going to be out there in the world. Let's face it. If you are known for your talents, then you're famous, right? And if you're known for your talents, you are bringing in an abundant income. Yes. Okay. Now, I want to talk about climbing the steps to success. It's one of the remedies in the Angel First Aid book. Again, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and if you want to call into the show, call it 888-268-4313. And I'll repeat that again. That's international. 888-268-4313. All right. So here is our climb to success. The first thing you want to do is think about a really high mountain, and you're going to reach for the stars. You're going to climb to the summit, and each step you're going to think about how competent you are and what a great what great talent you have and what great assets you have. So I want you to think about or visualize yourself climbing a mountain and think about it with every step. You know, I'm good at visualizing. I'm good at technology, whatever it is. And climb and climb and think of all the benefits of the wonderful things that you have and work your way to the top. And when you get to the top, that's the time to think about your triumphs. Think about the people that have been with you, your mentors, your business associates, your consultants, your angels, all of those who have mentored you, the authors of the books that you have read that have had a significant impact on your life. Think about those. And when you're up at the top, just be happy and congratulate yourself for raising to the top of the mountain. You have climbed to success. And when you do these affirmations and you do these visualizations and these little remedies, they will bring peace and success and happiness into your life. All right. Now it's time to come down the mountain. And the way you do that is on descending, you express gratitude for the guidance and the support that's made available to you throughout your lifetime. So think about all the people that have been there for you, school teachers, professors, confidants, and of course, don't forget your angels, because they've been there for you your entire life too. And that is our remedy, Climb to Success. And I want to give the number out because I'd love to get your phone calls if you'd like to talk to me. It's 888-268-4313. And that's an international number, so anyone can use it. All right. The next thing I want to do is continue with the angels that have to do with success. We have Katrina's, where we left off, the angel of prosperity. And then we have Loretta, who is the angel of new enterprise. And that's good, because if you're starting a new business or you're doing something new, it's important to talk to Loretta. And then we have Nicole. And Nicole is the angel of negotiation. So whenever you can, use Nicole and ask her to help you negotiate. Randolph is the angel of expansion. I love Randolph because if you're in a business or if you're in any kind of a situation, you're going to need expansion. And then Samuel is the angel of excellence. And you cannot contribute without a sense of excellence. So just think about that. Samuel, come and help me. Bring me the excellence of my character, of my strength, of who I am, and that's just wonderful. All right, with every chapter, we have keywords. And the keywords for the success chapter are analyze, plan, and implement. So I'll say that again. Analyze, plan, and implement. And I got those keywords from a very successful executive who told me that the reason he has such a great level of success is because he takes each problem or each situation or each program or project that he's on, and the first thing he does is analyze how to make it successful. Think about where the programs come from, what's happening, and how to make it successful. The second thing he does is set up a plan, just like a business plan, but a plan for every project. The third thing he does is implement the plan. And the one thing about setting up a plan for a project is being flexible. Build in flexibility. If it doesn't work exactly the way you expect, if it can't meet the time frame that you've got set for it, then have some flexibility. Give yourself wiggle room. Give yourself additional time and additional space so that if something doesn't go right, you're not thrown off. And I think flexibility is one of the key words we're going to add to this chapter. So with success goes flexibility. All right. I'm giving up the number one more time. Let's see if anybody's going to call. It's 888-268-4313. And you can call in and you can get the names of your angel name, the names of your personal guardian angels. You can get an affirmation and you can find out or ask questions about success and find out, a little bit about your life and your good fortune and what's going to happen to you. So give me a call and we'll go on from here. This is my favorite affirmation for being successful and bringing in money. If you need some fast cash, and if you want to bring in some money, or if you want a visualization that's impressive and really works, this is the one I tell you to do. First thing I want you to do is take your finger and put it out in front of you. This remedy is called dollar signs, and start drawing dollar signs. You draw little ones, and you draw larger ones, and you draw even larger ones, and you just start drawing dollar signs. And then the next thing you want to do is use this affirmation. I am a mighty money magnet. And you want to say it with enthusiasm. I am a mighty money magnet. Yes, sirree, that's what you want to do. And then the other thing is you want to think of yourself as a money magnet. And then you don't want to be a weak magnet because you don't want just little bits of money. You don't want change coming your way. So you want to be a strong, healthy money magnet and bring in that cash. Bring in that income. Okay, Don, I'll take my caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who do I have?
Hi, I'm Carla.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Carla.
Paula?
Carla.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Okay, great. And what could I help you with? Have you ever gotten your angel names?
That would be fine, or just anything you've got.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's see. You have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune, and that's an angel for abundance and prosperity, and certainly that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about success and good fortune. And then Joseph, who's the angel of joy, and that's a wonderful angel to have. And your archangel is Raphael, who works with healing and compassion. Do you do anything with healing? What do you do with your life?
Oh, well, I actually do angel work also. And,
okay, I'm having a little trouble hearing, so say that again.
I do angel work also.
Oh, you do angel work?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I'm also an author.
Okay.
And I'm a realtor.
Oh, good.
So I kind of spread myself thin.
That's wonderful. Well, maybe you can call me. I'll give you my 800 number. Maybe you can call me after the show and we can compare notes. How about that?
That would be great.
Okay, it's 800-323-1790.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sue.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. So now we're going to go to some of the questions in the chapters on success. Do angels accelerate victory? That's one of our questions, and the answer is, celestial beings motivate professionals to perfect their visions of excellence. As consultants, the messengers assist individuals in attaining much higher levels of performance and realizing dreams. These guardians, and a quote named Guardian Angel, these guardians offer their charges great possibilities for making connections with business allies. And again, we're mentioning that the angel specialist for success is named George. Sounds like a common name. That's our angel for success. Okay, Don, are you there? Can we take a little break?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334.
Okay, well, we're back from our break, and why don't we take our callers?
Sue?
Hello?
Hi, it's Marty from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I called last week because I was concerned about starting a new part-time job, and you said that it was going to be great, and things were going to go well, and everything you said was completely accurate.
Well, and I thought they would like you, and you would be very comfortable. You'd be a good fit. So how did that work?
Oh, the fit thing was strong. It was very important.
Good.
Very clear. So I was excited and grateful and happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. And
yeah.
I also feel like it's going to build, or I don't know if I told you this last week, but it's going to build into something bigger, and you'll have more days or something. Did any of that come up?
Yes. As it works out, it can grow to 2 days, and who knows where it goes from there.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Do you have any other questions you'd like to ask today?
No, not at the moment.
Well, we're working on success. How about if
right.
I give? Yeah. How about if I give you an affirmation to?
That'd be great.
To take with you. Okay.
That'd be great.
And I like this one. It's I am a successful person.
I'm a successful person.
Right. And if you think about it, you will be.
Oh yes. Where
all
I place
right.
my energies, I will grow.
Check in with us in the next few weeks and let us know how things are going.
Will do.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for your help and your clarity. And keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will.
Have
a good
night.
The angels are going to let me stop.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now I'd like to read an email that I got, and anyone is welcome to email me if you'd have a question you want to ask and for some reason can't call in. You can reach me at suestorm@earthlink.net. That's SUESTORM @earthlink.net. And just tell me you heard me on BBS Radio or Angel Talk. And give me a little information about you and any questions that you want, and that would be great. And we will read them on the air and answer them for you. So this is an email from Pat, and she says, I have purchased your book, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles. And that's the book we're going to be talking about in the next few shows. We finished the chapters on success, and the next shows we're going to be talking about miracles. It has helped my family obtain the financial needs that we need, and said, but can you please let me know what to do to obtain housing or a new home? What angel should I talk to? So, yes, Pat, I can. Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, is the angel of real estate, and that's the angel that you would talk to get a new home. We also have an angel called Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, and Darian is the angel that helps you find comfortable housing. So if you're looking for a place, or if you're looking to sell your house, whatever you're looking for, use Darian or use Calvin. And if you're in the real estate business and you want an angel to help you with your career, call on Calvin. In the Angel First Aid Rx for Success book and in the Miracles book, both of them have what I call a glossary of angels. So if you are looking for some specific angel for love or happiness or whatever it is, you'll know which one to talk to. And you can always say, angels help me, or you can always just talk to your angels, or you can call on the one that has that area as their expertise, and things seem to happen a little bit faster. That's why I put the glossary of angels into the book, And that's why I give people the names of their guardian angels. Okay. And let's do another email. This is from Doris. And it says, having had several family and personal crises in the last few years, I've returned to prayer and I'm looking for divine intervention. While looking at what is available to help guide me in this endeavor, I remembered a book I once received, Angel First Aid. Oh, that was nice. I took your book, and in it you say that everyone has angels. Could you please tell me who mine might be? And she said, I'm grateful. She says, it's a wonderful book, and I keep it close, and where it is a constant reminder of positive things. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you, Doris. And here is what I would tell you. Your angels are Peter, the angel of good health, and Susan, the angel of travel. And I feel like you're going to be doing more traveling and having more fun. And your money angel, which you certainly need for things that are going on in your family, is Uriel. That's Archangel Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And Uriel is the angel of prosperity, spirituality, and enlightenment. Prosperity, spirituality, and enlightenment. So talk to Uriel. All right. We'll take some more emails at a later date. And so let's go ahead now and talk about financial security. Can't beat that. And Jeremiah is your angel of financial security. So it says, guardian angels make sure that proteges have the necessary capital to fund ventures. We need to talk to those guardian angels. I got a few ventures I want them to fund too. Working together in the angelic realm, celestial beings furnish resources to fulfill monetary aspirations. That's a lot of big words for the angels help you out with your financial situation. They encourage the development of inherent gifts of your innate talents that will aid in promoting prosperous growth. So with all of that, if you're looking for prosperity, talk to the angelic realm. Connect with your angels and let them help you. And the one you want to talk to is Jeremiah, because he's the angel of financial security. Now I want to tell you one of my favorite remedies in the book. And we haven't given out the number for a little while, so let me do that again. It's 888-268-4313, international number. And this is one of my favorite remedies. It's called Shower of Money. And I'm just going to read part of it, and then I'll tell you how it really works. Angelic encouragement builds the foundation for making progress. Using this technique, imaginatively set in a ticker tape parade ensures willingness to accept affluence. Wow, willingness to accept affluence. I like that. Envision yourself being seated on the back of a convertible. The car is surrounded by people cheering and clapping. Interspersed throughout the cloud, the angels are thrilled and smiling with pride. Bask in the glory of $100 bills, not confetti this time, $100 bills showering down from above. As the excitement builds from this ultimate tribute, hold the feeling for 1 minute. Yeah, let's talk about that 1 minute in just a second. Near the end of the parade, give a triumphant wave, knowing that you are well prepared to climb the steps to success. This is one of my favorites. Let's talk about the 1 minute. If you can hold a feeling for 1 minute, your body can accept that feeling. So if you can generate enthusiasm or excitement, actually, I think if you can hold it for 40 seconds, I used 1 minute in the book, but if you can do it for 40 seconds, your body will incorporate that feeling. So get excited about something, happy, generate enthusiasm. think of how you would feel if somebody handed you a check for $50,000 and just smile and feel that in your body and hold that feeling for 40 seconds and watch that type of situation be attracted to you. Okay. I think we'll go back to the next email. I think we will do that. Dear Sue, my name is Charlene, and I am an occupational therapist and as well as a healing touch therapist. Oh, that's good. She must have Mira, M-I-R-R-A, as one of her angels, because that's the angel that works with therapists and for health practitioners. When I am working with my clients, I call on their spirit guides as well as mine to be present and also their angels. What I would like to know is how I can communicate with my angels in a stronger manner and get the guidance that I need to bring about a healing situation. So, yes, I will give you the names of your angels and the ones to use if you are a healing practitioner. So, Charlene, your angels are Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who is the angel of creativity. And you also have Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, who is the angel of harmony. And you have as your archangel, Raphael, who is the healing and compassion. And I think that was it for her. And here we have an email from a gentleman named Douglas. And he says, I was surfing the net, looking for something to listen to while doing some repetitious busy work, and I came across bbsradio.com. Oh, that's wonderful. Like many people, I also have experienced events that I can only describe as angelic intervention. Unfortunately, I haven't had these visits for some time, and I was hoping that you could tell me who my angels are and identify them. I'm going through some rough emotional times, and I would like some help from my angels. Sure, absolutely. Okay, so we have several angels that can help you. Well, let's go to yours first. Let's go to the angels that are with you, your personal guardian angels. You have Solomon, who's the angel of security, and you have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And the angels that help you when you have emotional things going on are Tara, T-A-R-A, who is the angel of love, and Serena, who is the angel of children, but that really means the inner child, so that's the angel of nurturing. So you have Serena, and you have Tara, and then, this is another angel that's coming to me. Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and sometimes guys like a guy angel. So if you're looking for the angel of good fortune, then talk to Timothy, because he's someone who can really bring good things to you, affluence, happiness, prosperity. Another one that we don't talk about too often is the angel of abundance. And if you have an abundance of love or an abundance of joy, that always helps. And Tyler is the angel of abundance. Okay. Now let's get to, this is a great remedy. I like this one. Let's go to expand your territory. Allowing for growth is an obligatory factor in any business strategy. So practice this remedy to create a reliable plan that secures the continuance of a profitable and productive enterprise. And what they're saying, actually, what our angels are saying is, if you think about expansion, then things will start to grow and get bigger. And the way you do this is you imagine a giant map, and you designate the areas that you want to cover. For instance, if you're in a business that covers just the Midwest, then you take a dark blue magic marker in your mind and you just kind of outline the Midwest. If it's the East Coast, then you outline the East Coast. And you, once you have the marker and once you have the areas shaded, you extend the borders. Once you see where you are, you extend the borders. Just move, you know, make lines going out like radiation, like the sun, like is going out and expand and expand. And when we were talking earlier, I was saying one of my favorite angels is Randolph, the angel of expansion. So just keep expanding and expanding your territory. Highlight what you want and expand it. And if there's something else in your life you want, think about if you're looking for a mate, if you're looking for a soulmate, outline the area around where you live or where you're thinking about that would be beneficial. And then radiate those lines out and make the lines of radiation that go out. They're not actual radiation, but the lines that radiate the energy. Make those lines in the same blue. Angels love royal blue or cobalt blue. That's their favorite healing color, and that's the color that they use the most. So if you're going to do something with healing yourself, or healing your business, you can think about your business and you can just fill it with blue. When you get to the work in the morning, take that royal blue color and just pretend like it's all over your business. And here's another thing that just came to me from the angels, so someone out there listening is going to need this information. If you have negativity in your business, if you have people who are downhearted or just frustrated or stressed in today's modern economy, that's the way things are a lot in the workplace. So if you have people like that, when you get to work in the morning, think of a white tornado just going through the building and pulling up all that energy, all the negativity. Clean out your building and then put your blue color in, and that's going to work really, really well. Okay, Don, I think we'll take another little break here.
Okay.
From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the Angel First Aid Techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334. That's 630-420-1334. To contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
Okay, well, we're back, and I'm going to start with another email. This is from Carlene, C-A-R-L-I-N-E, Carlene, and she's saying, please help me. My name is Carlene, and I just heard one of your radio shows on BBS Radio, and I really hope that you can help me. I never hear any inner voices, nor do I have any real intuition. Well, that's not true, but she's saying it. So I was wondering whether I have guardian angels. And you know what? everyone has intuition and everyone has guardian angels, Carly. So here we go. You have, you have an interesting angel. You have Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, who's the angel of stocks, and he works with the stock market. So going to have some money if you're going to be in the stock market. And your other one is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who is the angel of creativity. And your archangel is Michael, and that's the angel of guidance and protection. So you have several angels. What I want to do is give you an affirmation that's going to help you so that you can be happier. And here it is. I have found balance in my life. I have found balance in my life. So that's something you want to say over and over again, and something that's going to help you be successful. Okay, Don, we'll take our caller.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Hi, who's this?
How are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, this is the little lady in Tennessee.
Oh, good. How are you?
Yes, we have such a hard time trying to catch up here.
Okay. Did you have a question? Can you hear me better this week?
We'll deal with it.
Okay. I can hear you better.
That's good.
Good.
My husband's really freaked out tonight. Because we had a serious storm come through here tonight, and
really?
I was out there commanding Mother Earth to leave my property alone.
And did it do that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
Of course. Everybody, my family and all, were freaking out because I was out there doing my Indian shaman thing, you know.
That's funny.
So I just wanted to call and say hi.
Okay.
I look forward to us doing the reading when
we can get the time.
Glad
that you called for a reading. That's really wonderful. And,
yeah.
Would you like an affirmation for today?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I have an abundant income. How does that work?
You have what?
I have an abundant income. You have a large income. Can you get that?
Can't hear.
Are you not hearing me, or you don't know?
I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
No.
I have an abundant income. Did you get
yes.
that? Did you hear that? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, hon.
Caller, you should probably turn off your internet. It might help.
Do you have it on? Okay, Gayla, how about if I talk to you after the show?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for
calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, we have actually gone through the entire chapter on success. And so I think we will close the show for today. And what I want to tell you is that what I'm going to do next week is I'm going to do a summary of the entire Angel First Aid RX for Success book. I can talk about some of the stories in the book, and we'll go over some of the remedies, some of the things that we didn't do. We'll go over the affirmations. We'll go over the keywords. You're certainly welcome to call in and ask any kinds of questions. If you want to talk to me direct and you're in the States, call me at 800-323-1790. I'd be happy to do a reading for you and help you change your life. The amazing thing about doing an angel reading is that the angels know exactly what's going on. It doesn't take long. Everything is fast, easy, and simple. It's just getting to it and doing it the right way and connecting with your angels. So let's do that. We will talk to you next week. We will go over a summary of the Angel First Aid book. And then what we're going to do the following week is start on the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. and we'll go through that chapter by chapter. And that's a book that is a more general book, and it's not specifically for success, although there is a couple of chapters on it. So we will be talking about all kinds of different things, relationships, health, happiness. You're going to learn some new techniques for energy, techniques for losing weight or maintaining your weight. So that's what's coming up in the future. And for right now, this is Sue Storm for Angel Talk saying have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.